Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hanna Oli, Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock, the Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, the heavy hits from Sverige och lyssna till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rock.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I am so glad you did, as are our advertisers. Remember to continue to support them, because internet biz is trickle down, baby. If you do go to their websites, they usually have a little space saying, how'd you hear about us? Put in Jamie's show or whatever, guy with the hair, although I don't have it all crazy today. Anyway, that way they know where to send the checks, and those checks eventually will trickle down to me. That's how that works. And I can buy fancy shoes for my wife or expensive food for my dog. It never ends. Oh, I'm telling you. Our guest tonight is a lead vocalist, a singer-songwriter, and she's got a fantastic band called Detour. And her name's Connie. Connie, hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
I'm doing great. I am such a fan. How it works, everybody, is I work with these different record companies and movie studios, whatever, and they send over what's called, in the business, what's called an EPK. And what that means is electronic press kit. And if you're new, starting out, and you're in a band and you don't have an EPK, go over to YouTube, where you're already on YouTube, open a new, after you watch this, watch a couple videos on making a basic EPK, and that you can send to people, and it has all your stuff in it. It makes it a lot easier for who you're talking to, because they have all, it's all right in front of them, the bio, all that kind of stuff. And one of the first things when I get a new EPK is I watch all the video, listen to the music, turn up the sound, and when you check it out, you're like, wow, is this a band that would fit the show? They all fit. It doesn't matter. But this definitely was. I really was moved by their music. I was very impressed. Very impressed, Connie. And then I was reading your bio, and it says you've been singing since you were a little girl, a little lass.
Yep. 4 years old.
Wow.
Yep. 4 years old. Yep.
That's amazing. No, you were doing it solo for a while, and then you, what did it say in the bio? You found your band at a point.
Yeah. I finally found them, yep.
This is the current lineup, right?
Yes. I've gone through so many.
Bands, I've never been in a band, but growing up, that's all I hung out with, were musicians. They knew the most girls, threw the best parties. They were just cool to hang out with. But I picked a few things up. Being in a band isn't necessarily easy, and getting the band, that impetus to start a band, to form, to coalesce, sometimes takes a minute.
Years.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But when it does, and everybody's just zoned and vibing, and everything's firing on the same cylinder, man, it's, you can tell a band that's tight like that, and you can tell a band that isn't. It's amazing. I've said this before on the show. I'm very envious of musicians. My day gig, for those who don't know, I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people and stuff. That's been doing that for a quarter of a century now, for a long time. But I've always been jealous of musicians and bands because, not that they throw the best parties or know a lot of girls, that have a thick wallet, and that kind of stuff will happen. But I'm kidding. Women are not that shallow. I've never met any like that at all. But no, the reason I'm jealous is music easily triggers emotion and memories. I don't know how it is for women, Connie. I know for every guy that's watching this or listening to it, however, can remember maybe not the song, but definitely the type of music and probably the artist as well that was on the radio at the party or in the car, the first time he kissed a girl, like a real kiss, you know what I mean? Not a peck, but a, and they know that. And I don't care who it is on the planet. There is not one living soul that's going, yeah, I remember kissing her and that was a really great Magritte painting that was on the wall behind. Nobody remembers the art, but they remember that music.
Yeah, that's true. I envy you because I can draw stick figures. That's it.
Yeah, drawing's easy. You know what I mean? It's. I tell people this all the time. They're like, what's the hardest part of you? I'm like, not holding the brush, figuring out what you're going to paint when you pick the brush up. That's the hard part, for me at least. For me, I imagine it's different for everybody. But you've been doing this your whole life. So music was always, did you come from a musical family? Were your folks in bands and music?
My dad, several cousins, uncle, grandpa, all my dad's side of the family. My dad actually drummed a little bit for the Rivieras.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've got a cousin of mine I wrote a song with. Actually, one day I do want to record that because he's passed away. He's been gone for a long time. But my dad played drums. My uncle and my grandpa were singers. And I grew up listening to those three sing, mostly a cappella, but when we were at the bar, my parents owned a bar with my dad's parents, my grandparents, and we would be there and I knew when Grandpa was in trouble because he'd start singing Frank Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Grandma. Yep. Gosh. This little Irish woman. You used to watch her being mad at Grandpa. Oh, it was great. But
Sounds like my wife. If I have a little too much to drink, yeah. If my way starts coming out or what's the other?
Yeah,
there's another one. I can't remember the name of it right now. Doesn't matter. That's life. That's life. If that's life starts coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Time for us to go. Time for us to go home. Get you a cup of coffee before bed. Yeah. There'll be several waiting when you wake up. You'll be glad. Anyway, I don't drink nearly like I used to. Man, I used to throw them back, but it's for the first time in my life. I could have said this 10 years ago, but I have a bar with like actual liquor in the bottles and stuff on the bar. Because for a long time, it was just empty bottles. Oh, I'm cool. I've got all these liquor bottles here. They're all empty, but I would have loved to have this bar that I have now. Then somebody up, what would you like? How about a grasshopper? Not a problem. And a mint julep coming right up. Tequila sunrise? I gotcha.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you. Hey, any young bucks out there? It was a grand when just maybe over a grand for a 3-week course of bartending school I went to. For a young bachelor, that's one of the coolest things. That, and you're going to think I'm crazy. You're going to think I'm crazy. I'm just trying to help the fellas out here. Go take, even if it's at a learning annex or a community college, go learn some basic dance steps.
Yes.
Dancing where you're being cool, but if you happen to go to a wedding or an event.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You go out there and you know what you do? You're like James Bond because none of these women are used to that. They're like used to.
Yeah, just dancing.
That's just my advice. Yeah. Bartending and dancing.
Yes. I used to bartend.
You know.
Yeah.
Ice, the first rule in bartending school they teach you, and Connie will tell you, ice is your friend.
Yes.
And don't over pour.
I always did that.
Sometimes, depends on the drink, but you can mess up a drink by putting too much in.
That's true.
If you're hanging out with that crowd, some bougie folks, there's too much grenadine in there. I'm sure you had to deal with those. Bartending's great, though, because it's a great job, number one. If you're remotely introverted, you'll get over that shit quickly.
Oh, yes.
If you've ever pined about being a therapist or something, there you go. That's a lot cheaper than medical school. You'll be doing the same job.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a good, but at the same time, and the funny thing is you won't, like if I used to have a day shift bartending gig, and I really didn't like to go out at night after working the day shift all day. And the reason I did is the owner of the bar, that's when deliveries and stuff come. So I was good for making sure we got everything or ordering stuff, just follow through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but after, I tell you that it was crazy. That was a crazy gig because daytime drunks are not that fun to deal with. Anybody that needs a highball at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's going to be some issues. But you guys probably had a nice place, singing Sinatra in it and stuff.
Yeah, it was a small kind of little place, actually. But it had a little restaurant in the back. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. I like it. I like it. Everybody thinks that a good bar experience has to be Las Vegas strips and fog machines and laser beams. It doesn't always have to be. Sometimes a corner bar, you'll meet much more interesting people. Yeah. And you have a lot more fun.
Yeah, cheers.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're paying $75 covers, folks, you ain't going to, you know what? Your night's going to reflect that, is all I'm saying. And that ain't a good way. People are like, oh, I'm paying a lot of money to get in this place. It's probably worth it.
Not always.
No. It's not.
Nope. The bars here, you got to be a membership. They're private. So you have to pay for
really? In North Carolina? That's how it is in England. The last time I was in London, I went to, my friend of mine's like, hey, you want to go to the, I'm like, I don't want to go clubbing. He's like, no, not clubbing. That means we're going to the pub, the bar, but you have to be a member to go. And he goes, I can bring you as a guest.
And I'm like,
yeah, I want that. We went in and it was great. Wood paneling every, I'm like, give me a New York, I just want to sit in a big chair and read the paper in here and go, harump, harump, my stocks are down, harump. We didn't do that. I didn't know that about North Carolina. I had no idea. No idea.
Small bars. You can get into Coyote Joe's. It's not like that, obviously, but you pay to get in, except for Wednesdays. But and there's some bars that are, you can, but it seems like the smaller ones, the little hometown ones, you got to have a membership.
That's cool. I like that because it means guaranteed income for the bar, for the venue. You know what I mean? The whites are getting paid. The bills and it's cool. You're probably not having fist fights for some place you're paying to be at, hopefully. And I don't know, the last time I was in North Carolina, I was in, where the hell was I at? I can't remember the name of the town. They built furniture there. And
Hickory.
I'm sorry?
Hickory.
It might have been that tri-corner area or something. I saw that a lot on the news. The tri-city, tri-state, I don't know, it's tri-something.
Unless it's Asheville, down in there, maybe.
I don't know. It was somewhere. This was a long time ago, and
I
was pretty out of it in those days. But I was hanging out with a bunch of burlesque girls. I didn't know. Yeah, that was interesting. Life of an artist. Anyhow, so tell me about when you met the band. Were you actively looking for members? I need a bass player. I need a drummer. Okay, so you were. You had that in mind, and then you came across people, and you're like, "That's a good fit. That works."
Yeah. Honestly, I had AJ, my drummer, is the one that found everybody else. I had a band together and then we couldn't find a drummer. And so I found AJ and brought him in, and he was just about to come down and audition for us when my guitarist decided to bail out on me for another project. So I was like, I broke down in tears and I called AJ, "Don't leave," because he was in his truck. And he suggested, "Connie, let me find some people here by me," because they're all in Tennessee.
Okay.
And he says, "Let me find some people by me and let us practice, get to know everything. And then you come up when we're ready for you. You just come up here." And I'm like, okay, that'll work. And so he brought in Ken, a.k.a. 27. He's guitar. And he brought in Ralph Edwards, the other guitarist. Ralph brought in Wednesday. That is my bass player.
Nice.
AJ, and I told him he's an asset to me. Yeah, he found him. But and he knew my personality. We've talked enough and what have you. So he knew. And we all clicked. We all really do.
That's cool. That's cool when it happens. Man, I like that when it happens. It's like it's meant to be.
It just sucks that I live down here and we can't practice like I want to. But
it's weird because sometimes it's hard for me to wrap my head around. And then I do a show and I'm like talking to somebody in Sweden or Prague or someplace, anywhere. And we're talking real time, just like you and me. Like we're sitting almost in the same room, it seems. And we live in an era. I was just talking to a friend of mine, some young buck I know. and he's in love, and they live across the country, and he's just, I don't know how we're going to make this work, Jay. I'm like, what are you talking? You're not sending telegrams or carrier pigeons to this. You talk to her for what, 3-4 hours a day every night?
FaceTime?
He's, yeah. Wow. And I'm like, you're fine, dude. Don't worry about it. Take a plane once a month. You'll be fine.
Exactly, yeah.
Greyhound leaves every day. It might take a week to get there, but Tennessee's a long to Charlotte. That's a bit of a.
It is. And because of 40 being messed up from Hurricane Helene, yeah, it is. It's a long drive.
Yeah. That's messed up. Would that affect you guys, like personally and stuff? Were you guys in the thick of that?
Just shy of me. We were on alert for the flooding because it got pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right away. It almost got to us. But it's mostly just north of me. And then, of course, Asheville area really just got wiped out.
I hear you. It's crazy because, yeah, I remember seeing it on the news. There was like, I don't know where it was, but I saw a truck and a big rig and a semi-trailer going down the road, not driving folks, sideways in the flooding going. The flood had picked up the semi-truck trailer and was moving it where it wanted to go. Not the truck, where the flood wanted it to go. But it has a lot of power to do that.
You drive through there now and you see where it washed away on 40 and how deep that really is. And you just got to, I can't imagine the amount of water that rushed that hard, that fast to wash those roads out.
It's crazy. If this was any other time in history, they'd be throwing a gallon to a volcano or something. So that doesn't happen again. It's almost, all these disasters are almost like biblical in the way when you, those stories from the Bible where it's then fire and brimstone came down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My friends in California, that's how it was. It was.
Yeah.
I guess it's just the weather or whatever. It's changing or something. I don't know. It sucks. People die in this shit.
Yeah.
And the thing you never think about too is in the South, especially a lot of horses here, farms, livestock, animals. It's hard for a cow to get outrun a flood, was all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. Crazy. I'm glad that you and your fam and everybody's okay. You know what I mean? The bar's okay.
The bar?
Yeah. Your grandpa's bar and your dad's?
They're up in New York. That was in New York.
Oh, okay. Crazy New York.
Yeah, that was.
They just
that
have
was
to worry about a lot of snow. That's all they got to worry about.
Yeah, there, they didn't really get a whole lot, believe it or not, in that area. But yeah, that was a long time ago. I was a kid.
It's cool though, learning the ropes, seeing how things work, and nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I have nothing wrong with that. money in, money out. It's crazy. First time I ever had to fire somebody was in a bar situation. That wasn't a fun conversation. You think it would be an easy conversation. You're out of here, mullet head. And then they start telling you how they can't pay the rent and kids aren't eating. And so you're like, Jesus Christ, here, let me give you some money. You can't. Yeah.
I've been in management and had to fire some people and I actually enjoyed it.
See, I'm a big softy. You're the ice queen. You know? You're the one going, you're out of here, mullet head. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Stealing. Go on. Bye.
It's hard.
There's one that did bother me.
The bar, any cash business where you've got a lot of cash moving around quickly, it's too much temptation for some people. I'm not justifying theft by any means or anybody stealing. If you're working somewhere, folks, and you're thinking about doing... If you're in retail, about writing up false returns or something. All this shit's on computer now. It's all tracked. Everything, you can't get away with nothing. And even though you think you're smart, if you're in a bar situation and, I'll just take one out of every 5 singles that comes in. No, man, they do a safe count every night.
Yeah.
They know this shit. Yeah. I worked in a bar once that had the fancy things. Tell you how much liquor was left in each of those bottles and what you went through. That's all. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. This ain't the old days where you watch some old movie and somebody's getting away. No.
No.
Haven't you ever watched CSI?
Always.
But it's so funny. People are like, I think I'll do. And then Gil Grissom comes in. And he's like, I was 6'2", standing at this angle, and had a burrito for lunch.
Yep.
Okay, Sherlock Holmes. And he had.
Yep.
It's amazing. I don't even think. Crime's too hard now in the age of internet and stuff. Like back in the day, you could rob a bunch of banks or something and then just, I got to get across that state line and then I'm home. What are you going to outrun a radio? You can't do that.
Well, not only that, I think, don't they put some kind of dye or something that goes off on the bills or something?
Yeah, and then everything's ruined.
And now they're ruined
and have nothing to show for it. But I do watch, my wife's a crime junkie. I don't think there's a crime that's been committed that we haven't watched a documentary about, or she has, and I walked through the room going, oh, what happened here?
Yep.
This woman was a security guard, and she fell in love with the prisoner, and they broke him out. That ain't going to end well. I can tell you what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's romantic. I'm like, it's not romantic.
Was he a serial killer? Because it's not going to end very well at all.
It was someplace weird, too, like Arkansas or something. I can't remember.
Oh, wow. It's always places.
Yeah, yeah.
She
was watching one the other night where this kid, and this kid was goofy looking, man. And I'm not trying to judge people on looks. Believe me, I look like a toad. I own that. You know what I mean? But this kid, you could look at him and go, yeah, that's going to be trouble.
Yeah. And
apparently, I asked her, I said, what's going on? And I said, what'd he do? Because I was curious. And he stole $400,000 from his family and sent it to this girl, a cam girl. I'm like, one that sits and crosses her legs and looks pretty and on the camera. And she's, yeah, that's what they do. And I'm like, $400,000.
I need a new job.
And then when his family found out, they were a little annoyed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he killed them all. Killed his whole family.
Oh.
He didn't get away with it, of course. He didn't run off. The cam girl found out he was a psycho. She didn't give the money back.
Of course not.
No. She lives in Norway or someplace.
Oh, yeah.
She ran off, I'm sure.
No doubt, yeah. Hey, pay for my plane ticket to come be with you. I've gotten those. I'm in, where is it? I think the UK or London, somewhere over there. Chat me up and we get along and then, can you buy my plane ticket to come over from? I'm like, what? No. Bye.
No. I watched the most depressing, my wife was watching it and I walked through the room and sat down for a minute. And got sucked into it. And it was like one of these, I think it was on Hulu or something. It was, I can't remember the name of it, but it was these Nigerian con guys. They have these scams, but they were targeting elder women, older women, and they called it a romance scam where they would send her fake picture. And her girlfriend, the one lady, her daughter's, mom, look at this. It's obviously a Photoshopped head. The head's too big for the body. This ain't. And I guess they call them Yahoo boys, and there's a whole network of them, like tens of thousands of them, and they sell information, people's identities and stuff. And but it was the most depressing thing because these women are just, they might be real, and he does need the $40,000, so I sent him that. Mm. One woman was like in $1.6 million. She's still because she knew that guy was a phony. And then another guy came along who was an ex-phony, and he said, well, if you help me start my detective business here, we'll find him and try to get your money. But I'm going to need $200,000 to get the business going. And I'm like, how much does an office in Nigeria cost to rent? It can't be much. Back of a gas station or something.
Right.
I see a detective that worked out of his car. Come on, man. Get creative.
Right.
Anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah, they got her coming and going.
Yep, they're everywhere. I get hit up by fake ones saying they're Jared Leto. And then they'll send me pictures and videos and audio messages and stuff. They've got software to make the voice sound like him. They've got the software and AI and stuff. And I laugh so hard because I'm looking and I'm like, I could see the lines and I could see where it was shopped and all that. Okay.
Well, if you've got that much talent and that much skill,
you could work doing something.
Yeah, do something and make some. Yeah. You don't have to look over your shoulder.
Because
the people in that type of, I would think, I've never been in that business. I've never done anything like that. But just knowing human beings and how they respond and act, yes, you're worried about the police and going to jail and all this and that. Mm-hmm. The ones you really should be worrying about are the people who don't call the police.
Yeah.
Some lady's son or something like that. And you're sitting in a bar somewhere and they show up with a baseball bat or a pipe or a gun or something. That's who you got to worry about.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird world. But I imagine as an attractive woman, you probably have to, and especially one that's, and I'm not being weird by saying that, I'm just stating fact, and you're out in the public eye and you're in the public eye in an internet way. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And there's some wackadoodles out there. But yeah, I imagine your fans are pretty cool. You're pretty good at this social media stuff. I see you keep a, hell, you've got a TikTok. I don't have a TikTok. I wouldn't be able to do that. You know?
It's for fun. And I actually get yelled at for having stuff being too weird or too dark. Or too, I'm like, I'm just, that's just me having fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep, let them, that's all right. I cleaned it up.
You're such a good musician and you've surrounded yourself with really good musicians.
Thank you.
And so is the new, let me ask you this. It's because we're going to play some music here, folks. I know we're talking all kinds of crazy stuff, but we're going to play some music now, a couple of videos here and show just what we're talking about. But you know what? Let's play a track first and then I'll ask these because this is a better follow-up question. So we got three we're playing tonight. We've got, this is the latest one, Turn and Run, Vent, and Anti-X's. Which should we hit people with first, do you think?
You choose.
Do you want to go like oldest to newest, maybe?
Two of those are the same, so we can go. Yeah, we'll just go with Turn and Run. We'll just go with the new one.
Okay, let's go Turn and Run then. Yeah. Here it is, everybody. This is Detour, Turn and Run. Check this out. It's really good. Addiction's call. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I told you that was Detour, Turn and Run. That's the latest single, but there's more coming from what I understand. I could be wrong on that. Connie's like, Jamie, what are you talking about? We're not doing any. The band broke up. No, they didn't, folks. They didn't. All is well in Detour land.
Yes. As far as I know. Yeah.
You're only the lead singer, but who knows?
I'm just the front woman. I'm the one that started it. As far as I know, we're good.
Tell us about Turn and Run. Tell us a little bit. Let me ask you this. With my paintings, people see the finished product. They see at the end. I never show, oh, here we're starting now. Here's how it be. Because people just, it's not fun. It's like a magician coming out and saying, okay, I'm going to do a trick now, and this is how I'm going to do it. Tell me what you think. That's no fun. You know what I mean? But they see the finished thing. They don't see me getting halfway through it and wanting to throw it in the street or screwing it up or the most uttered phrase in my studios, I can fix it. I can fix it. Fix this. It's uttered a lot, folks. But they see the finished thing. They don't see how the sausage is made. And right. Sometimes they come easy. Sometimes none of that happens. I just, and there it is. It's very rare when that happens. But sometimes they fight you, and sometimes they come easy. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easy.
Same.
I hear turn and run, it's polished, it's finished, it's been mastered. There's guys with ponytails have been working at this, and big boards with knobs and switches and stuff. Or women, maybe, with their hair in a ponytail. I'm kidding. But it's finished, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And we can't tell. I have no idea. Was that an easy one? Was that a hard one? It sounds perfect to me.
Oh, thank you. It was, I guess, easy. There are times, like with painting, there are times songs just come right to me and they just flood right out within 5 minutes. And I've had that happen most of them. And this one was pretty quick. The music I actually got from someone else because I didn't have my band yet. So I've got some mm-hmm. music that I've already got that I bought because it's the sound that I wanted. But the lyrics, they sat for a little while. I had an idea. And then finally I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, you know what? And then I was talking to someone else who's a recovering addict and alcoholic, and I started writing it for them, and then it turned into my own thing because I've battled my own weird addictions as well. But I wanted to turn it around and show that you fall off that wagon. It's not always, I'm quitting and I'm done. Oh, right. No, that song you're going to hear.
That's the beginning of a whole journey when you make that statement.
Yes. And this,
what do they say? One day at a time.
Yep.
I've known people where it's 1 hour at a time. You know?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Mine was definitely different. But the video.
I didn't mean to overtalk you. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, so it's originally it was for addictions, but it's actually, I'm going to touch on sex addiction with where the video is actually going to be on that.
Gotcha. I gotcha. That's an addiction too. It's an addiction.
It is.
I've known people whose lives have gotten very messed up. And a lot of addiction, no matter what it is, like that. You know, whatever somebody's doing. I've lived life, man. I've done a lot of stuff. Fortunately, I came through it. I've known a lot of people who didn't.
Yes.
But the thing is, people ask me all the time, they're like, why would these people, they've got everything, why would they do this? Blah, blah. I'm like, because you've obviously never taken drugs. Drugs are great. Drugs are fun. They're amazing. Until they're not.
Yep.
And that happens. I've seen it happen very quickly. I've seen it happen. I knew somebody who partied 20 years, but it finally did happen, and it was bad. So it's one of those. And the other thing I tell people about addiction, I'm like, have you ever had a toothache? And the dentist is closed for whatever reason. You got a toothache. It's 3 a.m. And you understand. Remember that movie with Tom Hanks where he's on the island or whatever? He's Castaway.
Yeah.
He's got that bad tooth, and he takes that ice skate and a rock to get it out. But it's hurting so bad, that seemed like a better option to him.
Yeah.
And I said, and everybody has a story like that. And they're like, yeah, I've had a toothache like that. It was terrible. And I'm like, sometimes it ain't just teeth that hurts. You know what I mean? And people will do things to make that stop hurting. You know? They're like, oh, yeah, I get it now. And it's one of the, I just want to say, if anybody's out there, no matter what kind of addiction you got, there's places, doesn't cost a lot of money. You don't got to go to some Malibu rehab. If you can afford it, maybe that's better. Ride horses or something. Usually with the people I've known, what works best is meeting other people with a similar deal, and they sit around in a circle in the basement of a church or something and talk about it.
Yep.
That works pretty well. I'll tell you, I went to a meeting one time with a friend of mine that's anonymous. This was in San Diego, and it was in the gay neighborhood of San Diego, an area called Hillcrest. And it was all gay people. And man, some of the stories you're like, well, I was living in my car, and then they towed the car, and I had no place to live. I'm like, geez, Louise. Because you go in thinking, well, maybe I could cut back a little bit. And you're
right.
Like, I am not nearly at that point. You know what I mean? Maybe that night at the bar, I only had one drink instead of ordering two or five. You know what? Because I was thinking about that. But there's help out there, man. Get it sorted. And there's, you can do this. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who have.
Yep. And it's hard if you don't have anyone to support you. It's hard. It's even harder for those that have absolutely no one. I went through mine silently, and it was an accidental thing. And then as far as the other one, that I didn't realize was a problem. I didn't realize it was a type of sex addiction that I did have. And that's the thing. It's not always got to go get it. It's always their form of addiction for that is porn, watching porn.
Right.
My ex-husband was one of those. But there's also the type where I fall into is you come from neglect and trauma, and most of them are from trauma. It could be childhood.
Filling holes.
house.
Yeah, you just want to fill the hole. And it's not about the act. It's about just having that affection. Right. And that's where mine fell into. And I've spent the last couple of years in complete solitude to get over it.
Addiction with an artist or a musician, whatever, a creative, is hard too, because you have all the bullshit that every addict has.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, there's this little nagging thing in the back of your mind that is, if I fix this, do I lose that creative on-off switch?
Yeah.
If I change things here, am I trading this out? And I don't want to trade that out. And in my experience, people I've known, that's usually not the case, but everybody has that fear. I knew somebody who had depression and wasn't like, I just felt glum today, but had a psychiatrist was writing prescriptions for pills and to fix this. The person was, wouldn't take them, wouldn't get a fill.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't do it because I can't. He was a writer. And he goes, I can't lose the stories I haven't thought of yet. And I'm like, that whole tortured artist thing, I think, is a little bit of, maybe there's, what do I know? I'm a painter with a podcast. What the hell do I know? But I'm just saying, folks, find some people, sort your shit out, and you can do amazing things. And what I do know from experience, if you're playing with substances, you can get a hell of a lot more done once you get off that shit.
Oh, yeah.
When you're doing it, you think you're going to do a lot of stuff. No. You're not. You're going to waste a bunch of time and money, piss all your friends off and your family.
Yep.
You don't want to be in that position.
Eventually it ruins it.
I'm sorry?
Eventually it ruins it all.
Oh, it does.
There's help. There's going to be someone. Reach out.
Ready. But you got to be ready for that shit. You can't let other people tell you. You got to. You're not going to be serious about it. But you just get the help, man. It's out there. I think that I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing meetings on Zoom or something.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Well, there are Zoom.
There you go.
Yeah.
It should be if there wasn't, because, that's a good idea. Anyhow, I'm glad you got through your shit. And I'm glad I met you after you got through your shit. Just saying.
I might have lost my edge now. No, it's
not good. And sometimes you need to go through it, too. Sometimes you need to go through it. It's we're living long these days, man. I'm telling you. I'm not complaining. But I'm just saying that, sort it out, man. There's ways to do it. I'm no expert on these matters. I would much rather see your art or hear your music or than read about your funeral. You know what I mean? And that's
absolutely.
That's happened to too many people I have known. And like I was telling you, I don't know, before we started the show, I spent a lot of time in the nightclub world. And if that's a pond you're swimming in, things are going to happen. It's easy for things to happen.
Yep.
Anyhow. So that was Turn and Run. That's a great track, by the way. That's a great track. And the official video for that hasn't dropped yet, but it will be coming soon.
I'm hoping by August. The single will drop in July next month. And then I'm hoping to, it's just going to be a lyric video, but it's got pictures and video that I did get shot from the photographer. That's pretty raunchy. But it's pretty risque, I should say.
Today is National Sex Day in the U.S. I'm telling you. No, I do a whole, I paint everything. I have different crowds for different, I have abstract fans. I've got people that, not every painting, some pretty gal up to no good or something, although those are a personal favorite of mine to paint, but even animal art, all kinds of different art. And I even have a risque crowd.
It's out there.
Oh man, I'm telling you, I've painted a lot of whips and chains paintings, man. Oh, people pay it. I will paint a cow's backside if the check clears. I do not care. You know what I mean?
Painting cow chains.
There's some things I wouldn't. I'm not painting Nazis or anything. Hey, folks, we are back. through the magic of television. Look, the sun's out and everything. That's how long we played that. We just put it on loop, on repeat, and it's the next day. We've changed clothes slightly, and yeah, we're just trying. Now, something happened. We don't know. I don't know what happened, but the show cut off, and we did record the second half of it. We thought we did, and we had an issue where, and the issue was, is I forgot to hit the record button. So here we are, third time's a charm. We're going to finish this out. Yeah, so if we repeat anything, I apologize in advance because what can I say? Anyhow, yeah, we were talking about weirdo stalker type guys and crazies out there on the internet. We're going to go on to the next topic of weirdo and stalker type women out there on the internet. No, because there's never any of those.
Guilty.
Are you that way, Connie? Have you looked at people's Facebooks such to see what's going on?
I actually did it, but not as a stalker. I was actually seeing the guy, and I actually did it, and it irritated him to the point he blocked me.
The risk one takes.
Yeah, I was just liking everything, and I'm like, what? Oh, well.
Yeah, that is weird. The weird thing is when they start liking stuff, and it's like from 4 months ago or so, they've obviously had to scroll through for 45
and
minutes.
I will if it's someone I've just met or something. I want to see what they're all about.
So, I get that, too. And I don't think there's anything wrong with Googling people. Being informed, you have this tool now. It is the internet. Why not use it? Why not use it a little bit just to see what you're waiting? One these days, there's such – see what you're wading into. I don't think that's bad advice, honestly.
Good name, just to see what's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I have as well. It's crazy sometimes, but it's crazy too. I woke up, here we go, another story. I woke up, but this is probably, I don't know, this was last year, and I had a message on my website. There's a little thing where you can type in a message with your email, and you can send me a direct message through the website. A lot of people have those, and it's not like I'm hiding my website, or my website's everywhere, but anyway, this lady had done this, and I remembered after she told me the story. This was probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. I had painted a painting for this woman and of her daughter. And I remember I was visiting a friend of mine in Las Vegas, and this is before I ever lived there. So it was a long time ago. And this woman, she wanted a painting of her daughter who had unfortunately, sadly passed on. And I said, I didn't know your daughter. I need a picture to work from. So I want it to be right. And the only picture she would give me was her daughter's student ID, which was like the size of a driver's license type picture, but maybe smaller. I got out my magnifying glass and I'm looking and I'm sketching and doing it that way. Best. It's all I could do. I could do. And I didn't know what the issue was. She didn't have any pictures of her dog. I think that's weird. But whatever. I'm not paid to give opinions. I'm paid to paint. So I painted this. And so I wake up and I have this message, this direct message in my email through the website. And she's like, she just read me a ration of shit. She was like, this is the worst painting I've ever seen and blah, blah, blah. And it was just horrible. And I had to tape her high school graduation picture on the wall over the painting. Couldn't look at it. I'm like, first off, if you had the high school graduation picture, why didn't you give me that to paint from? Or go to Kinko's, make a copy. I don't care. It doesn't have to be in color. But I needed to know what the structure of her face looked like.
Right.
Best I could. It gave me a little teeny postage stamp. I did the best I could. And she's like, blah, blah. Because it was somebody my friend knew, so I didn't even charge her a whole heck of a lot of money. I gave her the friends and family rate just because it's a memorial painting and being nice. Here you go, 20 years later. And she's just, and so I asked my wife, I'm like, oh, I don't know, dear. Should I send this lady some money or refund her money or something? And she's like, no, hell no. That's 20 years. She's had 20 years.
Yeah.
She had an issue to address you with it. So, yeah, so there's crazy. I think what was happening is she was home that night, probably, I imagine. this is all speculation on my part, folks. I'm not throwing shade at anybody, but maybe had a little too much to drink that night or something and had a bee under her bonnet and a burr under her saddle and was on my website 20 years later, you know what I mean? And yeah, the paintings have gotten better in 20 years. I'll be the first to say that, but I thought it was weird. But yeah, there's weird, it just goes to show you never know who's out there in the internet. And it behooves you, especially if you're dating somebody, to find out how deep the quicksand is that you're going into. I would do it.
Yeah, I dove into that after you blocked me. I dove into him. I did a background search and found all kinds of stuff. I'm like, oh, that's good riddance.
I've never paid. Like, they had those services where you can pay to get it done and whatnot. I've never, because I'm too cheap, probably. I've never wanted to know that much about somebody. But if somebody, if I had a daughter and somebody was wanting to date her or something, I would probably check it out. You just,
yeah,
it would behoove you to know that stuff, I would think.
This day and age, you need to, quite honestly, women especially, and even men, but women especially, because you never know.
But women especially, yeah. There's
if they've got charges from assault and battery or stuff like that. And he did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you just can't. It's a weird, I don't know. I was having this conversation at a party a while back, and we were talking the old trope, the chestnut. I'm like, are there more creepos out there today than there? Because it seems like there are to me. Or, and my friend, she pointed out, she goes, or we have access to more information today. There's probably the same amount of weirdo creepos out there. It's just we know about more.
Yes. Today. Yes.
That's probably a lot of truth in that. Adopted our dog. We got her through a sharp, she's a Shar-Pei, the wrinkly ones. Yeah. And settle down, May. Settle down. She heard me say Shar-Pei and she started moving around in her kennel over here.
Aww.
She's the producer of the podcast.
Yeah.
But anyway, when we adopted her, they did a full background check on us.
Wow.
They were
wow.
like, yeah, you can't just.
Yeah, for dog fighting.
Yeah. And. Yeah. I'm like, you got, and I remember joking with him. I'm like, you guys have no idea. This dog has won the lottery. You know what I mean? This dog has it made in a shade, and she really has. But bless her heart, who wouldn't want to win the lottery?
I'd love to right now.
She had all kinds of issues. When you rescue these dogs, what nobody ever, everybody always just is jumping around, smiling. And it's great to rescue any. I'm not saying it isn't. But if you want to be real about it, you do not know or control what that dog went through until it gets to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The weird thing with our dog is she, I'd make a bagel in the morning for breakfast sometimes. She would hear put it in the toaster and the toaster making a bagel.
Yeah.
And she'd hear that noise and she'd freak out under the table, shaking and freaking out. And then I'm under the table with the toaster. It's only toast, mate. Here, have a piece of bagel. It's good. It's the toaster's our friend. Let me put some cream cheese on there for you. But I didn't know. And I'm thinking to myself, what could she have possibly experienced with a toaster to set her off like that? And I couldn't figure it out. And I'm sitting in here painting one morning. Didn't think about it. Put a bagel in. Same routine. And it popped up. And I grew up in Metro Detroit, which was a rough town. I don't send me emails, people. Every time I mention growing up in Detroit and I mention that it was rough, everybody's like, it's changed, Jamie. It's changed. It's not. And that's probably true. I have not been in Detroit in 25, 30 years. When I lived there, it was pretty rough. Burning cars on the side of the road. It was just a rough. There were no gangs in those days. People always ask me, they're like, bad gangs? I'm like, no. In order for a gang to function, people have to get along in the gang. They got to, there was maybe gangs of two people. That's it. You know what I mean? A gang wouldn't work in Detroit. Anyway, was familiar with that world. Hadn't thought about it a long time. But when I heard that toaster pop up, I'm like, that's a Glock being clicked.
Oh, yeah. And
it was the exact same noise. And I'm like, no, I'm not saying this dog got shot or anything like that.
No, you're not.
This dog heard that noise and something that followed it probably freaked her out.
Oh my gosh.
And you just don't know.
Yeah.
And she had scars on her face and stuff. It's her part of her charm now. But yeah, you just don't know. And people are the same way. You don't know about people. This is getting back to the point, ladies and gentlemen, is find out as much as you can. Play when the odds are in your favor of winning. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
If this guy's got a breathe in his thing on his steering column, and you might need to know that before investing a lot of time and energy into that. Not putting anybody down. Just saying. Have as much information as you can.
Yeah. Know what you're getting into.
So and that kind of leads into your next track, and I love these because a lot of these are autobiographical. You know what I mean? You've had experiences in these worlds and whatnot. I don't know if I'm not saying that's a great thing, but it's a great thing that you're putting it out there. We talked a little bit about this last night. One of the things I'm very impressed with these deep subjects in your music, your art, is if someone else somewhere is going through this, they hear this the track, especially the one we're going to play next, and they realize they're not out here treading water by themselves, you know what I mean, with no land in sight. At least there's one other person treading, or there has treaded the water and come out okay. I think that's very important, especially some of the heavy subjects you delve into. Romance, do these shoes go with this dress? I'm kidding. It's a little deeper than that, folks. But of course, the next track we're going to play is Vent. And this is a heavy duty thing, man. We were talking about this last night, and I got worked up. Let's play it and then talk about it. Is that the way to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Here it is, folks. This is Detour. This is Vent. And we're back. That's a great track. That is a great track, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Lyrically, heavy subjects in that. And the video kind of heavy subjects. And the video, it has that element of, it's a heavy video. You know what I mean? It's got that vibe to it, which goes along with what the song's about. Why don't you let everybody know?
And one note in there is the picture that flashes of a, it's of me and my actual daughters. And my one daughter didn't want to be seen, so I had to chop her out. But that song is very, it is autobiographical. It is a marriage I was in. He was a cop.
Lost my kid. That last night. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That adds a whole nother element of messed upness in the situation.
He knew how to hit without leaving a mark. He knew how to, I remember distinctly I was pregnant with our son, and he started at me and he's pushing me into the kitchen, and I just instinctively picked up a butcher knife.
Yeah.
And I was going at it. But then I looked and I saw my one daughter, and the look on her face, I was like, oh God, do I want her to see this?
No.
So I didn't do it. But yeah, there's a lot there. I went through a lot, and there's others that go through more. So the song is it's exactly, you know, what it is, what it says. And what I want to do is give an avenue for those to say, look, I've been through this, may not be as rough as what you're going through, but I've been through this. And now look at me now. I'm doing something I love to do. I'm doing the music. And by all means, if they need to get a hold of me to get out, they can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were talking last night, and I had mentioned, I just thought of it off the top of my head. We do a lot of charity work in our community here. It's just part of my business. It's something at least once a month. And yeah, because it's all for the tax write. That's all we do. No, I'm kidding, folks. Yes, there are some benefits to doing charity work in any business, but I like helping out if I can. It makes me feel good. That's why I do it. And we do that, all kinds of stuff. One of the things, one of the great in our local community is a local food pantry. And everybody's wicked cool who run it. Thank God they do. It helps a lot of people out, especially these days. And it's pretty neat how they do it. They do it where the people can come. It's like a little store. And once a week, they've partnered with a local hospital. And they've got like a provost bus that's been converted to a doctor's. It's a mobile doctor's office. And nice. People can get treatment if they need treatment or whatever, flu shot or something.
Yeah.
And they're not doing surgery in there, but they're doing what they can, what one would expect. And then the blood donation thing comes around every so often. And it's real nice. It's real nice. And they've a different church. I've seen that out there once or twice. I love seeing when these, and you never see these big, and I'm not putting any churches down. I'm just saying you don't see it as often. It's these smaller churches that tend to do this. Like you're taking your date out or something, and they show up, they roll up, and they have breakfast sandwiches that they grill up right there on the food truck for everybody waiting in line to get their food or whatever. It's pretty cool. But it's a real nice sense of community. And what I was thinking last night, I'm like, if you're in a bad situation, and because we had mentioned this before, a lot of times what these guys will do, these kind of scumbags will do, is isolation. Yeah, they want to know what you're doing, when you're doing it, who you're talking to, blah, blah, blah.
Disable your...
Yeah, checking mileage, putting chalk marks on your tires.
Oh, yeah.
Nonsense like that. And a great way, I would think, find your local food pantry. Yeah, I'm doing the family a favor here. I'm going to get us, so you don't have to spend your money on groceries this week. I'm going to get us a week's worth of groceries. I'm saying that, and that's great, getting the food and all that. But every person I know that runs our local pantry, at least, knows people. They know somebody in a shelter, that the people that are more expert than I am on getting somebody out of a situation or helping them. Because it ain't always easy. Everybody always says that. They're like, gal's showing up with a black eye. Just leave the bum. Sometimes that's easier said than done. And that's the truth of it.
Yeah.
They're very controlling, and they put people in these situations where they usually have nobody to turn to, no money.
Yeah.
And if they've got children, what, you're going to leave and leave the kids there? Come on. Get real.
Yep. You have to plan.
Yeah, it's like being just a crazy deal. But I'm saying, I know the person, most people in that situation don't want to be in that situation. And be smart, because you don't need two black eyes. Yeah. And everybody's like, let's call the cops.
He was a cop.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You think his buddies at work are going to do something?
No.
Have you watched the news? I don't care where you live. Have you watched the news?
Yeah.
I'm not saying everybody who's a cop's bad. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that.
I avoid them now.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
I'm a police officer. Bye. I'm good.
Reminds me of a time I had a gig. I was in Austin, Texas. And they have this street in Austin called 6th Street. And there's no traffic. They closed the road on 6th Street down. And it's just bar and band venue. It's just, it's adult Disneyland.
Kind of like River Street in Savannah.
Yeah, same type of thing.
Yeah, I love that place.
So, of course, there was a gal there with nice legs, and I'm talking to her. This is my single wolfing around days, folks. Don't get it twisted. I don't do this kind of stuff anymore. But anyhow, I was talking to this gal, and shots, and the night goes on. So what do you do? Oh, I'm a cop. I can't be sitting here doing shots and getting drunk with a cop. Are you kidding me? I got to get the hell out of here. Again, I was raised in Detroit. My spidey sense started tingling. I got to get the hell out of there. Shit, I'm sure I can't remember everything that might come up.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ, get me out of here. Nah, she was all right. I'm sure she would have been very nice. But I didn't risk it.
might have cuffed you in a better way.
Oh, no. I saw a movie one time. I can't remember what movie it was, where the guy got handcuffed in the, and then she stole all the stuff and left.
Well,
and ruined it for me. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to do that. Ain't good at all.
Gotta know him first. Come on.
I'm telling you. I have a morning blog that I do every morning, and it's really just a way to advertise paintings and stuff. Chances are, if it's some celebrity's birthday, I painted that celebrity, so I'll put the trailer of the movie they were in and then my painting up.
That's cool.
And in the blog, I also do, there's all these crazy holidays. Every day's got a crazy holiday. Today, for instance, is National Egg Roll Day. And so there was a picture of my, I put a picture of my dog up, and she was, had a little word comic bubble. Here's my advice as a Chinese Sharpei. I know something about China, and especially Chinese food. When ordering Chinese food, order extra egg rolls, because if you don't, when you eat the one you have, you're going to wish you had more.
Yeah.
And that's very true. I've never ordered Chinese food and not wish I had another egg roll with it.
Man, anyhow. I know Chinese food.
So one day, I can't remember the date, but one day it was National Handcuff Day. So I remember I had done a painting of so many handcuffs, and I'm like, okay, kids, here's how you pick a handcuff lock. And for those out there wondering, how the hell do you know how to do that, Jamie? I was grew up in Detroit. I'm going to get t-shirts that say that, just as an excuse.
Put it in a banner.
Just I was a bad kid. Let me put it that way. I hung out with a bunch of musicians.
We're not all bad.
No, but I will say I learned how to hotwire a car from one. I absolutely remember that.
I don't know how to do that one yet.
But it's hard now because everything's computerized.
It's true. I can pick a lock, though.
That's what I'm saying. I did a painting of a woman because I had told you that my specialty is glamorous women up to no good.
Yeah.
And so it was like some glamorous woman's hands with a lock pick kick, picking a lock, and with the tools.
Uh-huh.
And we put the paintings, when I finished them up, on eBay. It's usually how we go. And they wouldn't post it. I had to change the title because I was like picking locks or something. She's got pretty nails like you. It was a cool, it's a cool painting. And yeah, we had to change the title because it goes against eBay's policy. And so then I, of course, I'm curious. So I searched eBay. I'm like, you can't find any lock picks on eBay. They don't allow it. Probably a good thing. They have Chinese throwing stars, but they don't have lock pick tools. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'll tell you something else about handcuff locks. Everybody sees these movies where somebody will sneak in like a little piece of metal or something. That's hard to do, man. That is hard. If you can get a safety pin, that works a lot better because it's got that curl on it. But I'm giving out weight. You know what? If any youngsters are listening to this, don't listen to me. Stay in school. Stay off dope. And learn a foreign language. Yeah, too. Exactly. And keep the tattoos where you can cover them if you need to. It's see these youngsters now, and they got these like face tattoos.
Oh, I hate those. I don't like those.
My wife's got a whole bunch. She looks like somebody's high school person's trapper keeper or whatever. I don't even know if they make those anymore. She's got them all over, and she loves them. She's addicted to them. I have none. And why don't you have any? I said, you know what? That's, I love art. Don't get me wrong. I hate pain. It's been a lifelong pursuit to avoid as much pain as I can.
Yeah. Actually, it's almost therapeutic, though. I don't hate needles. I hate needles.
I'm not as evolved as you are, Connie.
It took me a long time. It's okay. My first tattoo was in 92, and I swore to never do it again. It was so bad. And that's a funny story, actually, if you ever want to hear it. But I swore never again. But last summer, I wanted one that I got on my lower back. And then I ended up getting two more that connect to it.
No, that's cool.
And so I'm not done. I'm going to get a couple more on my back.
I think they're beautiful on people, honestly. I encourage you.
There are some that make me wonder what in the but
there's other things. I lived through the 90s, ladies and gentlemen. I was conscious through the 90s, partially at least.
Mostly.
And I went to a party one time and I saw this guy getting hung by hooks.
Yeah,
like
no.
Big fish hook looking things, and they're hanging them from the ceiling, and I'm like,
oof, I'm glad I didn't eat yet.
But if you know what I'm talking about, have you been to those? Have you seen that kind of thing?
Oh, no, but I've seen it, not in person, but oh.
I walked into this room where this was happening, and I'm going, that guy made a conscious decision to do that.
Yeah, no, oh.
I am not that evolved. I am.
No, neither am I.
It's a failing. I'm not putting anything down. Don't send me emails, people. But it's a failing on my part. I am not that evolved. There are certain things that.
Okay.
weirder than that, I know a gal. When I lived in Southern California, I became friends with a lot of people in the adult industry, movie industry.
My dad was in porn.
It's just you meet people and stuff, and they would invariably. They'd want to dress, they're filming, they want to dress something up, they'd call me up and say, hey, can we have 6 or 7 paintings to put in this room? Sure, I don't care. You're helping a friend out with their artistic endeavor. So to this day, I always, about once a month, I'll get some email from a stranger. Hey, I was watching this whatever, and I saw one of your paintings. Yeah, there's a lot of those. But anyway, so you meet in that world, you meet interesting, different a diverse group of people is all I'm going to say.
Oh, yes.
And this gal was a whips and chains gal that I'm thinking of, and it's how she made her living. She relieved stress in a unique, wild, way out there way. I think I have no interest in this, but she had a place, and every room was like a different theme to match whatever they were doing.
Yep.
And one of her specialties was being a dentist, and people paid her like hundreds and hundreds of dollars to sit in a chair and have her. She had all the equipment and tool and mess around with their teeth.
Oh,
and that was their thing. Now, the reason I'm not judging anybody, I'm just fascinated that at some point in this person's life, something must have happened, and they went, yeah, this is what's doing it for me. You know what I mean? This is what's getting the motor going.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Or it's a pain that's coming out and she's able to be in control.
I guess, but man, I just knew her, folks. I'm not in that way. God bless her. She found her niche. Everybody's got to find their audience.
Yeah,
she made a lot of money. She drove a very nice car, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that. There's a lot of you.
Oh, yeah. Not for me. But again, just because something's not for you or your particular cup of tea doesn't mean I can't understand it. But
more power to him.
Yeah, you do you, boo. But anyway, we got way far from domestic violence and these poor people going through it. If you're going through that, guy or girl, whatever, because I know it happens both ways, find some help. Try to get out of that situation safely and smartly. And if you're a guy or you're a person who's, when you're with someone and you claim that you love this person, you don't want to see them hurt. You know, that's a big thing. That's your job now, is not to make sure they're not hurt.
Yep.
If you're hurting somebody.
That's not love.
No, you need to reevaluate. I'm not saying, you guys should do couple counseling. No, leave her at home or let her. Leave her in her new apartment because you don't need to be together, and you go get some counseling because you need to make some course corrections and changes if that's what you're doing. If you can't handle being in a relationship without putting your hands on somebody, come on. It's crazy.
They actually do, if they get therapy because it's from trauma that they had as a kid, so they become an abuser. And they can get help for that. And if you really do love the person, that's what's going on, then get them the help. And they can get better. But there are some out there that are just flat out just evil.
Yeah, bury them under the prison. That's what I say. And that's probably what needs to happen in a lot of those cases. The other thing, you bring up an interesting point, is if you've got little ones, you got youngsters and stuff, they're watching everything that happens. And you're responsible for them. You can't be setting them up to continue with your horse shit. Come on.
Yeah.
I know. Again, I'm not in that situation, so it's a lot easier to said than done. I get it. I get it. But give me a break. I mean, that's common sense.
And to the ones that end up with someone like me that has been through that, and they're actually a good person for her or him, you got to have patience, and you got to know that you're going to get put through the ringer. There's the trust is gone and the security is gone. There's a lot in her head, as a woman, that is going to come out no matter how nice and how good you are. It's going to take time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I forget what it's called. It's in Japan. They have this artwork where they don't throw anything out, like teacups and stuff. Like if you break a teacup or a bowl, you fix it with usually gold, and it's highlighting the beauty and the imperfection.
Yeah.
There's a name for it. I can't remember. You know what, folks? Yeah, maybe I'll edit it in when I remember it at 3 o'clock in the morning or something. But welcome to my world. Anyhow, you still have to be real careful with that because it's still pretty fragile. If something's been, my point is, if something's been beaten up and there's issues with it, even if it's repaired, you still got to be careful with it.
Yeah.
And people are like that. We've all met people that have, at least I have, that are have been through it. Have been through it. And you're right. You got to be patient. You got to be patient. And I'm not just saying that, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me. I know this is going to sound real California and everything, but the universe daily gives me lessons in patience. I am that age. The universe says, Jamie needs a lesson here on being patient. Let's let this guy cut him off. And
yep. Oh, yes. Funny how that works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I have a garden these days. I like working out in the yard. And it's a flex, too. People come over and they're like, look at this. He's got a whole supermarket out. Yes, I do. My next thing is I'm going to start growing coffee plants because I drink a pot of coffee a day.
That's hard to do here.
It is. Things are hard here because of the heat. People are like, what do you mean? Plants like it. Not Florida. No. And our soil's terrible. Some stuff grows great. A lot doesn't. And the weird thing. Not that we're going to get into a podcast about gardening in Florida, but an interesting thing to that is our season is the opposite of what everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to grow lettuce or spinach and stuff like that, everywhere else, they grow in the spring. Grows great.
Yeah.
Here, we have to grow that stuff in the winter time because spring and summer,
Yep.
So it's very strange. It's very strange.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah. And that's hard, too, because you spend all this time and energy fighting everything, pests, soil, all these conditions. You're growing, and then a hurricane blows through, and you're like, all the way, and you're like, that was a monumental waste of time. You could say that. Most of us just started over again. But for me, it's where I work out paintings. I'll have an idea for a painting, and I always tell people, any painting, I have painted that painting 8 times in my head, before I even paint the real one. And that's usually in the garden or mowing the grass or something.
Oh, yeah. Me, I'm driving or just when I'm in meditation, that's when things come at me. Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, is that where a lot of your ideas for your music comes in? You put it in your phone, right? You have an idea for something?
Oh, yeah. I've got my phone. I've got paper by my bed. And at work, I've gotten scrap paper. I'm like, something came to me. Oh, yeah. It may not be a full song. It'd be the idea. But I've written quite a few full songs and just there it goes. Yeah.
I am that way. I'm saying this and I don't even have one handy. I have all these little, I buy these at the dollar store, these little books. And I've got shoe boxes of these filled and every one is filled with a song lyric or something from something I've seen. And I'm like, ooh, that's a good title. One of the hardest parts for me is titling paintings. And so I'll write them down. And so when I finish a painting, my wife comes in and I said, what do you think? Is it done? She goes, okay, it's time to seal it. Because once it's sealed, that's it. And she goes, what are you going to call it? I'm like, I don't know. Let me grab a shoebox here and start going, oh, yeah, that fits pretty good with that. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to paint like that, folks. That's just a little behind the scenes.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you got, and that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Find
way.
What works, what your jam is, what works your zone, and do it.
I write lyrics and I might have a melody in my head, but I don't have it complete. But I've had melodies in my head before, and then I get music. I'm like, oh, this would go good with those lyrics. I just didn't completely change it. And I'll I'll work around the music with where I'm going to do vocally.
I gotcha. The last track that we're going to play tonight is an interesting one. And I like this track. This is Anti-X's. And, or X. Anti-X.
Anti-X. It is, yep.
So Connie was explaining to me, because I didn't get it at first. I didn't get the wordplay. And then she explained it to me, and I did, obviously. And she's talking about how it's a bad idea, usually, to go out and get the, when something doesn't work out with somebody. And I know people that do this, and they're like, ah, that person has a type. Yeah, maybe break that cycle. Maybe that's in your best interest. Find a new type. And that's the gist of what you're telling me about this track.
It's about the dating world and how it sucks. You got somebody and it goes down the drain, or you have great night and you like the beginning words, last night was great, I'm ready for more. It's like you're rolling over for more, but out he goes. Yeah. Yeah, it's the dating world. You're looking for your person. You don't want the ex. So it's anti-ex.
No, and they may be a great... people tell me and my wife, they're like, oh, Jamie's great, blah, blah, blah. Why always...
Neither was I.
A long, hard road to get to being cool. I asked there for a while. That's very, and that is very, I own it.
Yeah.
I was bad. Things were happening. I remember in my Wolfen Around days, especially when I lived in California and Vegas, out on the West Coast. I was young and I was... had a few things happen and made some money. I had some money, probably too much money in my pocket. And just had a real piss poor attitude of, you know, what's that Motley Crue song? Don't go away mad, just go away. I was in the thought process of every morning. It was not a nice person. But sometimes people have to get shit out of their system and they don't just all start at the top.
No, work your way up. Yeah.
You have to. Let's play the track. Here it is, everybody. This is Anti-X's Detour. Check it out. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Told you. Great track.
Thank you.
That's phenomenal. I like that. Now, I know Turn and Run isn't out. We mentioned that earlier and whatnot. But the last two are, right? Those are out.
They're on the album, which is called Anti-X's. And it's on all the music platforms.
Nice. There you go. And we were talking last night, too. You guys just played out your debut show. And that's with this lineup of the band, folks. And the final lineup, hopefully. And, let's manifest that to happen. Is all
manifest a tour or the funds for the tour, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's a good point you bring up, too. And that's why it's so important, people. People always ask me, they're like, where should I buy, band was great that you had on, where should I buy their music at? And my answer is always at a show, at the merch table, and get a shirt while you're there. But I get somebody saying, I live in Spain, I can't buy it however you can. If there's an option to buy any art, especially music or movie, whatever, direct from the creator, the reason I'm saying this is because for those who don't know, music's a great example of this. Yes, you have access, and the streaming sites are great. When something sells, imagine a piece of a pie. Streaming site gets a piece of that pie, and the creator gets a piece of that pie. Now, and everybody's going, oh, that's great, 50-50. No, it ain't 50-50, folks. Okay. It ain't. Google it.
Yep.
If that was the business model and any other business, it would be fraud charges, right? It's crazy how that is set up.
You need millions of followers to even make the money.
Hundredths of a penny, thousands of a penny in some cases.
I got my first one, like it was $35 after 15 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's crazy. Yeah. And Connie, you really, you can't buy a carton of cigarettes for $35. You know what I mean? That's
Really? I don't even know what that costs. I don't smoke, so I don't.
I don't either, but that's how I, ever since I was a kid, that's how I, that was my barometer of my measuring stick.
Yeah.
I'm still, we'll drive by, we're going somewhere and we'll pass a gas station and I'll see the price. I'm like, gee, $9 for a pack of smokes? Are you insane? I remember when it was $1.
Yeah, afford it. Yeah.
I started doing this vape about 10 years ago now that I think about it. And the plan was to get off the smoking, get off the cigarettes. I was going to do this for a week or two and wean myself off the cigarettes and just do this for maybe a month.
Uh-huh.
10 years ago, all I did, we were talking about addicts and addiction and whatnot. Cigarettes are hard. Nicotine, I should say. All I did was swap one addiction for another. That's that was my grand idea there.
Yeah. But at least there's no secondhand smoke with vaping, I don't think. It's not as bad.
I don't know about all the science with it. I do know this. When I was smoking, I started smoking when I was 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
And so it was the majority of my life. And I would wake up in the morning and I would cough. I would have a terrible cough and I'm coughing gunk up and stuff.
Yes.
I have never had that experience vaping.
Nice. Okay.
Maybe I had an allergic reaction to tar or something. I don't think there's any tar in this. But I'm not saying it's good for you. No. It's a filthy habit. Many young bucks out there, or young people, I should say, they don't look cool doing it. There's nothing cool about that. Just don't start. That's my advice.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Start. Yeah.
Anywho. Connie, you've got the coolest job in the world. You're the front woman of a fantastic band.
Thank you.
I get that it was a long journey to get to this point.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you did. And I'm glad to have met you.
Me too.
You turned up to 10. There's got to be, you guys are working on finishing up the next album. And as soon as it's done, make me a promise that you'll come back on the show and whatnot, because I want to hear more.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be great. I know it's going to be great.
Heavy, darker, touching on subjects, letting out some deep pain. Oh, yeah, there's some twisted songs coming out.
There you go. That reminds me. I have this friend who, he's normally in a rockabilly band. It, like, his main band's a rockabilly band. But he makes extra money. And it's interesting because you had brought this up before, and I forgot to comment on it. You had said you had purchased some music and whatnot before. So you have a library, a bank of original music that you – and folks, the reason I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people starting out don't realize that there's all these other jobs in music. Yeah. I have a very good friend of mine who lives in Nashville that's just a songwriter. That's all she does. And she has a very nice house on 15 acres and drives a very nice car.
Nice.
All from selling lyrics.
To sell. Who wants them? They're not going to go on my record.
That's, there's different venues of that. And
top album Taylor Swift can have.
There you go. Yeah, get that Taylor Swift money. Anyway, my friend, he makes extra money. I know a couple people who do this. And they're what's called in the business hired guns. Let's say Connie and the band or Detour is going on tour and they've decided to have a xylophone play. Yeah, that will never happen. I'm just using this as an example. But a French horn, it doesn't matter. But that particular person can't, they're busy. They got stuff going on. They can't go on tour. So what a band will usually do is get a hired gun who is, they're paid to learn all the songs and so that's what my friend, like I said, I know a few people who do this and plays a stand-up bass, the whole thing. And he went on tour with this alt-country thing, came home, and that was great, made his money, fantastic, and found out the missus, his missus, was doing other stuff. Staying busy, let me put it that way, and not in a good way. And so he called me, heartbroken. And there's nothing worse than heartbroken dudes, man. I think women handle it so much better than men ever, especially creative men. Jesus Christ, it's terrible. And I'm not judging. I have been one of those guys in my bed. Let me just say that. Yeah, we don't handle it well. Anyway, because we've got such egos. That's the problem, the reality of it. Yeah. And of course, I was like, hey, we live at the beach. I'm like, you need a change of scenery for a week, come on down. You always got to put that preference for a week, you know, once we move it. And sit on the beach and watch the waves and drink some tequila or something. We can make this happen. Mm-hmm. So we did. He came down. We're there. And I was playing one of my new wave, 80s new wave songs, you know, the Don't You Want Me Baby song. We've all heard that one.
Yeah.
He made him cry. He's this is what happened. I met her and she was a waitress. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's never happened to anybody else, but whatever.
Yeah.
So we're sitting on the beach and I remember him asking me, and what you just said reminded me of this, is he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, you're a country singer. That's four albums of material you have here. Use that as rocket fuel and start writing, buddy. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You got all kinds of inspiration now.
Yeah.
That's what it takes in the country world.
Hey, well, in general, it's really, you're writing your life, a lot of experiences, and
I remember reading an article about Adele, the pop singer, and she had been going to music school, and somebody asked, they were interviewing one of her professors, and they're like, was she always a great songwriter? And the professor was like, no, she was terrible. Well, and then we had summer break, and she had her first big romance. Totally went down the drain, did not end well, came back to school, and suddenly she was fantastic at writing relatable stuff, heartbreak from her soul, singing it from her soul.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what it takes. I hope everybody has smooth sailing in their relationships, but when us creative types don't, people know.
They're hard to handle.
I'm telling you. You've had enough nonsense in your life that you don't need any new stuff. You have enough rocket fuel to totally get you through.
Yeah, I've got
universe and who's ever listening. You know?
Yeah.
We don't need any more.
No more. Yeah. No, I won't let any more pain come, so that's all good.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show and being patient. Deserve an award for that.
I'll give you
There you go. I'll send you a cup of coffee. No, I really sincerely, because I really screwed up last night. We got it. And everybody out there, be patient, be cool. Just in general, it's a good way to be. If you're traveling, lay off the booze before you travel. Your mission is to not be a Karen in a Karen YouTube video. I find them hilarious. But when the cops come on the plane to get you off, you ain't going to. Don't even try to talk your way out of it. It ain't going to work.
Yep.
You're going to jail. That's just, don't even get in that situation. That's my advice.
And,
everybody out west in California, we said this last night, chill, keep your head on a swivel. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Be safe. Be smart. Don't put yourself in a bad place. A lot of nonsense going on out there.
Yeah.
And just, again, I get people have passionate feelings about whatever.
Yeah, but there's right ways to handle it and wrong ways.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in county jail right at this instant going, I probably should have done something different.
Yeah.
Before getting in here. Yeah. Just my advice. Be cool, everybody. That's the advice. Be cool. Like Yolanda in Pulp Fiction. Like Fonzie. Be cool. Jesus Christ. Anyway. We will see you next time, everybody. Have a good one and check out. Oh, I'm totally spaced on this. Links. There's clickable links in the description to all things Detour. You can share all those. Your friends, if you like something, your friends are going to like it. Put them on your playlists. If you're making TikToks, put them as the music in the back of the TikTok or the reels.
Oh, yes.
I got yelled at the other day. I called a short form video in front of my wife. She's, do you just try to sound like an old man? Is that what you're trying to do? And I'm like, it's a video and it's short form. It makes sense. Just don't ever say that again. It's just a short if you even got to say that. So on your shorts, it sounds like I'm talking about somebody's skivvies now. That ain't a good thing. Anyway, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Ross, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hanna Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Ross de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Ross.